This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order. Wow. Welcome to another week, another amazing installment of Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner? That's right. You're listening to America's favorite game show for fags, WWTBFDRW. I'm your host, Manu Agapian, and as someone who's never even come close to being on Drag Race, I know what it takes to win. Will this week's guest gag us down boots and take the crown, or go home early because she misunderstood the assignment? Only time will tell. Please welcome the legend, the goddess, the loud, Vicky Box.
Yes!
Hey, girl! Hi, hello.
The loud. It is important that it's the loud.
I was like, I love how loud you are, so I'm writing down the loud.
At one point, Detox used to call me the shouting songbird.
Yeah. Yeah, you grew up around a lot of people. So I was listening to your podcast. You said you're Berber.
Yes.
You are Berber origin. I am also Arab.
Stop.
I'm Palestinian.
I mean, family.
It's like the same.
It's close.
You're like North Africa. It's like right there. How many crazy foreign people did you grow up around?
Well, I grew up in Jersey, and it was a lot of foreign folks, but not necessarily my foreign.
You just knew you were in the mix, but you didn't know, like, what is happening.
Yeah. And my dad was friends with everyone. He was one of those people.
Yeah.
So, you know, the age, and I also grew up on the ethnic street. I didn't know this until later in life.
Mm-hmm.
So we had my friend next door on the left was, they owned a bunch of 7-Elevens.
Yes.
And then my friend across the street was like, I don't remember which Asian they were because they didn't speak to us.
Right. You just knew they were Asian.
Yeah. And the my dad would always give the old grandfather of that family like a ride wherever he wanted to go.
That's cute.
He wouldn't tell anybody he wanted to leave. He would just start walking down the street.
Yeah.
And my dad would be like, let's go pick him up.
Oh, that's cute. I was kind of the same way. I grew up in North Carolina and like the brown people I grew up around, we were like brought together because we needed each other, like strength in numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of weird shit out there, and it's like, it's easy to connect with a lot of different types of other ethnic people because you know you're weird, especially in the face of like more typical suburban families.
That part, well, I thought my street was the typical thing.
Yeah.
But I guess it wasn't.
Yeah, see, we knew we were freaks.
I knew it wasn't right in high school. I feel like I've said this before to someone that. So my friend of mine drove me home and was like, okay, look, we need a new landscaper. Who is that? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Who's that man? We need his information. We need a new landscaper. Bitch, that's my dad.
Oh, that is my father.
That's my dad. And he's just like, mowing his own lawn.
You're like, but he is brown. That means he works for you.
It was a wild. I went, yeah. And that was the first time I went, oh.
Yeah.
And then like it really started to register after that.
Yeah, I've had a lot of that too. A lot of that too. Well, I mean, in high school, kids used to call us the others.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because they knew we were other on an SAT. It was also...
still to this day, Mark, other.
Other, baby. I love being other.
There's proper options now, but I still other.
I prefer... There really isn't enough still to this day. It's also so strange because it's like, what are you? If you are some kind of Middle Eastern, are you Asian?
Yeah, definitely, I was always really confused.
Yeah.
Because if I write African down...
Right.
Then they going to think I'm the blacks.
Right. If you write African American down...
And when they see me... Then right. They go, huh.
Hmm. Really? Really? And they're going to think you're stunned.
And then they hear me and they go, wait a minute.
What is she?
What is that?
What is that?
Yeah.
I love that. Wait, I know it's such a boring question to ask, but when did you dip a toe in drag?
I feel like all my life.
Just your whole life?
Yeah, like playing as a kid. It was more fun for me to play like Beauty Shop.
Oh.
And like,
did you ever play Pretty Pretty Princess?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
oh, yeah,
yeah.
Got all my toys.
I used to go to, oh, my God, my friend Tina's house and just be like.
Tina?
Tina.
Okay.
Tina Ganim.
The person, okay, as long as it's a person. Okay, cool.
It's Tina, and I'd be like, she'd be like, what do you want to do? I'm like, play Pretty Princess. I was dying to play with her girl toys.
Well, yeah, me too, though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I rebought it again when I got older.
Yes.
Because it was at a Goodwill once.
Yes.
We would have princess parties. In my 20s, we would have princess parties.
This is such a great idea. And like we should, you, me, someone should release it. A fierce drag jewels version of Pretty Pretty Princess.
Stop.
Like a fucking decked out box of.
Okay, we probably should have said that out loud. We should.
Oh, we already sent the letter.
Okay,
we already sent the letter to our lawyers, so don't come for us.
That would be really fun. I mean, there are like there's companies I know in like Dubai and places where you can basically hire someone, and then they'll come with like a truck of all the things needed.
Yeah.
To get into it.
Yeah.
And they like have parties.
Do you have a funny story of going to Dubai?
There's a lot of stories about me in Dubai.
Yeah. Like almost getting murdered? Did you almost get killed or stabbed?
Well, you know.
They don't love queer people.
They do not. And it was, I don't remember it because I was very drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were waiting to go on stage for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
And I finished off the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It was there. But yes, I don't remember being an asshole in public. But
but other people do.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know. The morality police were around, so we could have gone down.
Yeah.
At any time.
But you survived.
I don't know how. By the skin of the balls of my teeth, I'm still here.
Vicky, so you're an icon. You've done drag.
Uh-huh.
Do you care?
You just called me an icon and I let it slide, but I'm going to soak it in.
Soak it. Own it. Own it.
Soak
it
in.
I feel like you've been doing this for so long. Do you, I know you guys ask this question a lot, but do you care about being on Drag Race or is that not for you?
Oh, actually, that's not a question I get asked.
No.
I get asked, why aren't you on?
Which, I mean, I would love to see you on, but...
Not my fault. I mean, kind of my fault, because, you know, that would be my tape wasn't good enough.
Sure.
But like, cool, I can own that.
Yeah.
But also, I don't pick who's on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's really uncomfortable when people are like, hey, you should be on this show.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I would like to do that. It's like when your parents are like, yes. You should be on a TV show.
Yeah.
Tell your friends you want to be on their TV show.
Okay. Thanks for the idea.
Work like that.
No, it doesn't. But I'm actually, wherever I am in my head now, I'm not against it.
Yeah.
And would I care? Yes. If I was doing it, bitch, I would do it.
Yeah, you would, yeah. Whatever. Do what feels right to you.
Yeah.
What's your rhythm? You don't need it, especially now that drag is so big right now that, like, people are absorbing it through other avenues. It used to be, like,
yes.
That's the only avenue they'll absorb it through. You're killing it with your new podcast. But, like, if you want to do it, I don't know. I'm also someone who's been doing, like, just general entertainment and comedy for so damn long.
Uh-huh.
And things are only just now hitting.
Yes. Well, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
The same way.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years of this, like, nonstop working my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are like, oh, you're new. Okay.
Right. Don't you love when people are like, Where have you been? And you're like, I was here. Yeah, that's how that works.
It's like, oh, you sing? Okay, I thought I gave you the clue that I was going to use my voice when my last name is Vox. Yeah. That is Latin for voice, y'all.
Come on.
Hello.
Language. Skills. I guess we should dig into this stupid game. You ready, Vicky?
Yeah, come on. Let's have some fun.
Let's do it. Okay, here are the rules. There are 14 multiple choice questions.
Uh-oh.
Each question has a correct answer worth 1 point and a wrong answer worth 0 points.
Oh, snap.
Additionally, some questions may be trick questions or provide bonus question opportunities.
I love a bonus.
Bonus, baby. You need 10 or more points to make the top four of your fake season of Drag Race, and you need 14 points or more to win the season of fake Drag Race. Your only lifeline is phone a fag. If you choose to use it, you can call someone of your choosing for assistance on a question. Of course, you're encouraged to kiki, talk, and cuckoo every idea you have out in the thinking process when answering.
Okay, I can do that.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Cue the dramatic music. All right. The first question.
Mm-hmm.
In a world where you don't have a drag name already.
Okay.
You pick your drag name. Do you pick A, Shafiq Sedion, or B, Coffee Run?
Coffee Run.
Coffee Run. Ten, talk
100%.
To me why.
100%.
What? Why did that speak to you?
Well, because in the beginning, I wanted all food names.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really wanted Cindy Whopper.
Oh, that's funny.
Or Shanita Nibbles.
Shanita Nibbles.
I was really there because, like...
Did you have... Were any of those your name before you settled on Vicky?
No. Cindy Whopper was in the running, though.
Mm-hmm.
She was fully in the running.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because there was some other names that were also floating around out there. I can't remember them now. Looking at them, like, I don't remember any of them. But I did try them on.
Yeah.
You know.
Because your name is good. It's playful, but it's not... It's not so jokey that it like runs out of gas.
Right. Well, Vicky was the classiest, trashiest name I could think of. You know? Because like Victoria is very rich.
Very rich.
Very rich. But Vicky, you don't trust that bitch.
Vicky is in the background of Working Girl. Yeah. You know, she's like not even as classy as the Joan Crawford
character.
And
everybody knows the Vicky.
Yes.
You know, and Vicky, they're usually pretty motherly, but also kind of wild. That's the Vicky.
Like, she'll pop a dick in her mouth, but she also goes to church on Sunday.
Yes! This is Vicky.
I love it. Did you grow up going to any kind of church?
Yes. Okay, so my father was Muslim. Didn't fucks with that. But my mom raised us Catholic. So I made all the little sacraments. Made my communion, confirmation, all of that.
All that.
Yeah, my confirmation name was Francis.
Oh.
For Francis of Assisi.
Oh, my God. That is such... What a little gay Bible person.
Yeah. I tried to tell my mom... I was trying to give him clues.
Yeah. Francis of Assisi?
Yeah. Well, because he talked to the animals.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Which is very Disney princess, very gay.
It's all along those lines.
Great. I've recorded your answer, and at the halfway point, I'll let you know which ones you got right or wrong.
Okay, great.
Your next question... Your closest friend in the competition. Do you pick A? I'm a little tired tonight, babe. So, first name, Ima. Last name, little tired tonight, babe.
Little tired tonight, babe.
Mm-hmm. Or B, Scooby Dude.
Oh, shit. Scooby Dude.
I
like it because it's rude.
Yes.
Because... I have a friend named Aluja. But it's Aluja because she has a memory problem. So her name has to be twice. That's how I explained it to myself. But also it could have just been because Facebook needed two names.
Right.
So Aluja's name is Aluja, but I straight up call her Aduja all the time.
Aduja. That's fucking fun.
Aduja. But I feel like whenever... it wouldn't be fun to be called... Scooby-Dude.
Scooby-Dude, yeah.
But I want to call somebody Scooby-Dude now.
You want to be friends with Scooby-Dude. They're probably a pretty fun person.
Yeah.
You know? You know? They're fun. And I, what kind of... Yeah, I'm a little tired tonight, babe. Might not be that fun of a queen.
No, because she's tired. If it was, I'm a little drunk tonight, babe.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go out with that bitch.
Amazing. Next question.
I'm still stuck on Scooby Dude. Go ahead.
Right? Which reminds me, did you see that fun, that Sherry Pie? She's in the new season. She did that, did you see her Scooby Doo drag look?
Yes.
That was good.
There's also Miss Toto, I'm sorry.
Talk to me.
Miss Toto in Chicago.
Yeah.
She did the sex demon, sex monster from, what's it called, Big Mouth or whatever it is.
Oh, yes.
The Maya Rudolph, the bubble butt.
Yes.
The bubble butt. She has, it's like a full costume, yellow face, everything.
With fucking genius. Hind legs.
And Miss Toto, she like a bodybuilder. Like, it's wild.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay, great. Your answer's recorded. Next question.
Did I answer the question? Okay, yeah,
you did. You said Scooby Dude.
Okay, we're doing great.
Workroom entrance line. Do you pick A, buzz, buzz, saw, saw, you can call me the dentist because I'm going to get that crown. Or B, honk, honk, beep, beep, y'all can call me the bus because I'm going to throw you all under me. These are very season 7 overproduced. But
I'm kind of here for that one, though. Last one, because, well, speaking of drag names, I was going to name myself Amber Lance.
Really? Oh, that's funny.
To be like Amber Lance?
Amber Lance. Amber Lance.
Yeah. Well, also because my legal name, my government name is Lance.
Nice.
So I wanted to be like Amber Lance so I didn't have to change anything. We just add something to my name.
Yeah.
What was the question? Oh, something about a bus.
You picked the bus one.
Yeah, because it's really rude, but also, like, because I'm huge.
Because I'm huge.
Under this bus. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you a bus.
Ah, beep, beep.
Toot, toot. Remember Bad Girls?
I'm kind of a bad girl.
Yeah, you're bad.
I have been. I'm trying to be better in life.
You feel like you're adulting right now.
I'm doing my damnedest.
You know?
I really am.
Yeah. No, it's hard. And also, we're in such a weird business where, like, we don't always have to adult, but it's like, okay.
I actually get paid to not adult.
Right, exactly.
So adulting is kind of confusing.
It sucks. It's also trash. The only thing that every time you adult, they're like, oh, you have to also do this.
It always has an extra moment.
There's always more. You're never like, okay, cool, I'm done. I did my taxes. They're like, oh, well, now, actually, you need to incorporate
yourself.
It's like
that goalpost just keeps moving the fuck back.
Oh, it's so annoying. Which is, it's a mess. Okay,
fuck
that.
Also, pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes.
Your student loans. Pay your student loans. Don't let that debt, because they will collect your ass.
Thank you, scholarship. Thank you, scholarship. That's why I came to college and I said, I am brown and I am fag.
You
pay
did it.
For my school.
That's happened for me. But I also didn't finish school. I went to a bunch of school.
Yeah.
But I didn't finish any of it.
Finishing school is so 2000 and late.
What am I going to do with the degree? Look at what I'm doing. What degree covers this shit?
Nothing. I have a degree and it's just to make your parents happy. And I'm using air quotes.
That part.
Next question.
Oh, yeah. We're playing a game. Right.
So, the photo challenge.
Uh-huh.
The intro photo challenge. The theme is near death. Do you A, do a photo shoot where they set you on fire and you pose as a phoenix? Or B, a photo shoot where they electrocute you and you pose like Pikachu?
Oh, but Pikachu is so cute.
Pikachu is cute.
Wait, hold on. They set me on fire?
They set you on fire. They put you in, like, that fire suit that they put stunt people in.
They could fucking set
you on fire, and you have to do, like, a sickening phoenix pose. Or...
Wait, they can't see your pose. But but you fully just pose like a phoenix. And everybody is the ones with the wings out, too.
Y'all know what birds are, right?
Y'all seen a bird?
Y'all seen a bird? Jesus. No, so what do you think? Would you rather be...
I feel like I would rather be... Would I want to be set on fire or electrocuted?
Electrocuted is so
I mean, electrocuted could feel good for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But just for, like, a very brief minute.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, like, fire feels intense. But also, the phoenix is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you think is more... Sickening.
Picture. I feel like the fire would make a better picture.
I think so.
You know, that's a good color story.
It's a good fire's crazy.
Crazy.
How can fire be like blue and red and yellow too?
Right, but have you ever lit something and the fire like isn't actually on it? It like dances above it.
Yeah.
Do you know, which is like, what, I thought that thing was on fire. Why is the fire in the air? It's very weird.
Fire's
the fire doesn't
crazy.
Actually touch the thing. It's very strange.
And you can like touch fire and it doesn't
this
like.
This is because I smoke too much weed sometimes and stare at the fire. That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens. Fire's amazing. Fire's so cool.
It is.
I am Mila.
She's getting a phone call.
Oh, okay, wait.
You can answer it.
I'm just going to answer the phone.
No worries. It's chill.
Mayhem.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I had called you earlier because I needed someone to be my backup for this game show I'm on at the moment.
Oh, I like game shows.
Well, good, because you're on it now. You
Hello, Miss Mayhem Miller. You are on a game show right now. Would you like to help Vicky with this question?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. You have a lot of experience with this, too. So, the name of the question is basically like first day photo challenge. You know how they like to pull some shenanigans on you on the first day photo challenge?
On the race, girl. On the race.
On the drag race.
Okay.
I know you did like a voguing walk challenge, but like pretend like you did like the photo challenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the category is near-death photo challenge. Should Miss Vicky pick a photo shoot where they set her on fire and she poses as a phoenix, or a photo shoot where they electrocute her and she poses like Pikachu?
We're definitely going with Pokemon.
But I had said that the fire might be a really good color story.
No, but the thing is, we gotta catch them all, so.
Come on, Ash, catch
them. That's what I said, too. The Pokemon, the Pikachu would be so cute.
Yeah, it would be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I said getting electrocuted might feel good for like a minute.
You know, you might get off a little bit, and that's fine.
That what if that breaks you, though? What if you're like, oh, no, now I have to get shocked to come?
Well, you know, there's that, but also, did you win the photo challenge? Like, that's what
it's about.
We can worry about the later.
Yeah, we can always fix that, you know. We got, you know, therapy is free these days, so.
This is true.
Amazing.
Mayhem, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, you know, I just got to the gym and stuff. You know, I'm trying to work on this fitness.
Right. Mm. Fitting this dick in your mouth.
Oh, that too. Mm-hmm. That's later, though.
What day is it? Booty hole day, cardio day, chest?
Today is cardio day with a little bit of leg.
Nice.
I do like a leg.
I do, too.
You know, I'm more of a breast man, but...
You have fun in that steam room, okay?
Oh, I certainly will.
Hey, thank you for calling and helping me out.
You know what? You just have a blessed one.
Stay blessed, stay filled, stay booked.
Okay, I'll call you later. I love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
What a cutie. What an angel. She's really fun.
She's really fucking great.
Great. And you're going to go with her answer?
Yeah. Come on, let's do
Beautiful.
It. Beautiful. I forgot we were playing again.
I know, right?
Sorry. I'm just here to have a good time.
No, you're doing perfect. You do have a bonus question, a bonus point opportunity right here.
Oh, okay. The bonus.
Can you hit me with some sort of stupid pun? Some sort of dumb pun based on the photo shoot? It can be, you know, something you would say like when they're electrocuting you or setting you on fire.
Oh, I'm not quick like this.
I know. It's a trick. It's a mean trick.
This is fuckery.
Any sort of gay death punny. It could even
gay
be like,
death.
It could even be like gaggy, sickening, just having to do with like.
The only word that comes to, would just be to my response for like everything for a while was shocking. It was just to everything.
I like that.
This food is good. Shocking.
Shocking. That reminds me of, I had a mean grandma. It reminds me of her. And she used to say,
had a mean grandma. Did you also have a nice?
Not that I knew. I only knew my mean grandma. My grandfather was cool as hell.
Okay.
Who was married to her. He was just fucking cool and nice. And it's that weird thing where like a nice person marries a mean person.
About balance.
And she used to always say in Greek, hiestika, which means, she would say it sarcastically, but it means I shit my pants.
I officially love her.
She was funny. Look, look, the bitch was funny.
This is exactly, okay, so that's what shocking was.
Exactly, and that's exactly.
Also what doing great was.
Yes.
Which is how it ended up podcast, because I was just over here making fun of somebody.
Right.
Because people in the dressing room get very upset.
Right.
Like they get huffy.
Mm-hmm.
They can't find the phone. They can't find the shoes. They can't find the tits or ass. And it's just like, okay, if you guys just like calm down for 3 seconds and
right.
looked at what you were looking through, it was sitting on top of the pile.
Like, right.
You could just breathe for a second.
Right. We're
so I just
jiggly.
Go to snap them out of it and I go, hey, you're doing great. Even when they're like, really not. Hey, you're doing great.
Oh, like, like, we're drag queens. Bitch. We need to be messy again as drag queens.
Yeah. I mean, drag is a mess.
It's a mess. And it is actually designed to fail. You know what I mean? Where you're like gluing down a wig, trying to pin a dress for a reveal.
It
like,
is so hard to keep drag together.
It is designed to fall apart.
When people see how much work it takes.
Ridiculous.
Look!
And to look bad, it takes a lot of work.
Yes. You have to put it, like I like to say, it takes a lot of effort for me to look this lazy.
Truly. Okay, we're moving on.
Okay, great.
Next challenge, next question is pussy on a penny.
Okay.
Pussy on a penny.
I love alliteration, so I'm here for
exactly, that. Right? We could have said drag on a dime, but it's fake Drag Race, so it's pussy on a penny.
Pussy on a penny.
You, A, turn a nasty old soiled carpet into a 1920s flapper dress.
Okay.
Or B, turn a shit ton of matches into some sort of bathing suit.
I'll tell you what I'm not doing. Them fucking matches. That's what I'm not. That's a. You know how much work. Have you ever. Look, I have tried to make a safety pin wig.
Uh-huh.
I have like the base of a wig and head net thing, and I've been trying to like
safety pin
to like make it
to
a bob.
Create like a dangle?
Yes, to create like a dangly fringe moment.
Whoa.
So fuck those matches, because I fucked that wig and I threw it in the garbage after it took me like a full week to get a piece going.
That's hell.
Ah, we're going to make a little dress out of a rug.
Okay. Gorgeous. Beautiful.
100%. Because it's already got the fringe.
It's got the fringe right there on it. Okay. Great.
Done.
You ready for the next question?
I mean, no, but go ahead.
Okay. I can't believe, man, safety pin wig. That sounds
I saw
so
an
much
artist. If you just Google safety pin wig, uh-huh. you can see one. There was an artist in Australia mm-hmm. that had done it, and I was like, well, if I'm going to do it, I have to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually contacted him. I was like, can I borrow that wig?
Uh-huh.
And they were like, no.
No.
On commission, though.
Ugh, no,
get
no,
out
no,
of here.
No.
I make it myself, and then no.
And then no. I've had the same thing happen where like I'm like, I can make that.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. Most of my stories in life seemed like a good idea.
I know. You look at the dress on Amazon, you're like, that is sickening. And then you buy it, and yeah. then it comes home, and you're like, this looks like fucking shit.
Yeah, but I really love when I'm pleasantly surprised. But I'm like, I'm going to get this piece of shit, knowing it's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I can really wear this, though.
I know. I tried to buy this, like, Euro trashy mullet dress.
You had me at Euro trash, yes.
Thank you. That it was like one of those, like where truly, like, your pussy's sneaking out, but yeah. it has a long train. And it sort of had, like, a collar. And I was like, that's pussy.
Yeah.
And then I got it. And it just looked like a Amish cookie dough woman. Do you know what I mean? It was like, this is not puss.
Cookie dough.
It was not good.
You just reminded me of, I don't know how I got there with this, but I did have a drag name once that I wanted to call if I ever had a drag child.
Yeah.
Their name would be Tay Cassette. So coming to the stage, Tay Cassette.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. Anyway.
I'm here for it. Okay, next question. The mini challenge.
Uh-huh.
It's
the
called...
The pressure's on.
The pressure's on. This mini challenge is called Cuckooless, a lazy, clueless parody.
Okay.
You know they gotta say cuckoo again. We gotta bring that back.
They really do like to just bring it all back. Shocking.
Shocking. I know, it's so self-referential now, it's insane. So you have 20 minutes to become a dragged-out version of a classic Clueless character.
Okay.
Do you pick A, Cher horror tits... or Tuck Frazier, of course, based on Ty Frazier.
I'm going to have to go with the Amber bitch, and I'm going to have to pull my Amber Lance back out. So none of your answers. Fuck your answers.
Fuck my answers. Gaming the system. You're going to pick Amber,
Yes.
Nose job Amber, homegirl.
Nose job Amber, because great. That is me. I am that bitch.
That
I'm
is
also
you.
The redhead, so.
I fucking live for that. Yeah, remember Amber?
She was, but the thing was, when it went to series, she was the best character because she was like one of the few that came from the movie
yes.
to the show.
Oh my God, I forgot about the
show. There was a whole show.
I fully forgot about the show. Yeah, Amber deserves like a full spin-off.
She needs her own moment.
Because I like that she was kind of...
I feel like she was the only one that knew what was going on. And right. she was like, nah, fuck y'all.
Right. She's kind of like the Nomi Malone of yes. that world where she's like, I'm not classy. I'm just nasty.
I'm just here.
Yeah.
And you guys are bothering me.
Yeah.
Why I loved her.
Love her. Okay, for a tender Rue moment.
Okay.
Do you pick... So Rue comes to you in the workroom. She wants you to give her something.
Right.
Do you A, admit to Rue that you can only sleep in dead bolted rooms because you suffer from a rare condition called sleep driving? Or B, admit to Rue that you're very insecure about a medical condition called back penis?
Oh.
Which of course.
Back penis completely sounds like something I would have made up as a kid.
Uh-huh.
Because I made up all kinds of stories.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't tell you what I made up, but I really would just lie on stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a better story.
Yeah, I was
a would
liar.
Totally tell Rue that, but also because why
you'd
not?
Pick back penis.
Yeah.
I wonder how it would make fucking hard.
Or really fun.
Or really fun. Oh, think about if someone could just ride you while you're
Hello.
Like on your stomach.
Gonna take a nap real quick. You got that?
Yeah. Or like imagine getting like blown as you're just like literally laying on your side or on your stomach.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of confused with how to like pee backwards. I mean, I think
that would be
you'd
hard.
Have to figure it out.
Maybe you could just always pee in the shower.
Is this a real condition?
I don't
because
know.
Because I feel like it's possible.
It's possible. Yeah, it's
I mean,
possible.
Anything is possible. It's mm-hmm. just.
Did you see the guy with two dicks?
I have tried to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And because I want to see how it works.
Me too.
I need to see this in action.
I think he was like, usually one of them gets hard.
But also, that's just kind of like, what do you do with two dicks?
Truly, because it's like.
I feel like at that point, you're just going to like start putting it on and in stuff. Just
yeah.
For fun.
I'm not a DP girl, but that's me. Like,
I've thought about it.
but in porn, does it ever look that fun? To me, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, it's usually at the moments when it's like a little aggressive.
Right.
So
to me, it's always
nobody's
like.
Nobody's like slowly and passionately like, let's ease into
exactly.
this.
Exactly. And to me, it just always looks like one guy's penis is. Struggling for space while the other guy
looks
is
like,
actually
yes,
getting in there.
Agreed. And usually one looks like it's about to snap.
Yeah. See, and I'm just like,
oh!
I've had that moment too where
your
dick, like, I have not broken my dick, thank God, but I have all, we were like, oh, nope, that was, I almost jammed my dick. That's so dumb.
Aren't you glad we don't have bones actually in there?
Yes. Because
there's
thankful.
Some aminals that do.
Some aminals have bones in their penis?
Some aminals, they do.
Really?
I can't remember which one. I'm really conveniently forgetting things.
Have you seen turtle dicks?
No.
Oh.
I've never thought about a turtle dick. Although, that's one of the stories I did used to tell. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
You are so crazy.
I said, you guys want to see my turtle? As like a 7-year-old.
And it would be your dick?
Yes. I know. I was the flasher. It's like seven years old.
Okay, we have to keep moving. But you're
so embarrassing.
Perfect. No, you're a perfect person. Here's the bonus question.
Yes.
You get to now. I want to hear a little bit of.
Wait, did I answer the question?
You did. You picked okay. back penis. But now I want to hear your monologue to Rue. Just give me 30 seconds of that, what you would say to Rue about being like, hey, I'm actually really insecure because of my back penis.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. What's bothering you? You seem in your head this week.
Well, Rue, I'm having a really hard time. It's like, you know, okay, can I tell you something?
Oh, I'm your mommy now.
I have to, like, fix all my garments because I need extra room in the back.
What do you mean, honey? I don't know what the producers told me. What do you mean?
Oh, well, it's a condition that I have that I can't really do anything about, but mm-hmm. I have to like work with, and mm-hmm. it kind of stresses me out, and I'm really insecure, and like it messes with like my inner saboteur and in this. And
what is it? Just say it. Say
okay,
it.
Okay, 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 okay. I have back penis.
I love it. Great. That's the sound bite. Look, if you don't give me the sound bite, there's 11 girls who will.
Right.
Gorgeous. Well, that's the halfway point.
Okay, great.
I will let you know how you did on those questions right after this break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. And we're back.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. Now we're here with the classic, the iconic, the Vicky Box. We're going to let you know what questions you got right and what you got wrong.
Oh, shit.
So for your drag name.
Yes.
You had the choice of Shafiqse Dion or Coffee Run. Yes. You chose Coffee Run, which was correct.
Yes! Okay.
Yes, score. Yeah, 1 point. For your closest friend, you could choose either Ima, Little Tired Tonight, Babe, or Scooby Dude. You chose Scooby Dude.
That still snuck me again.
That was Correct.
Oh, this is going great.
This is going great so far. You have 2 for 2 so far.
I already see what Scooby-Doo looks like.
Uh-huh.
I think this might actually need to be somebody's name.
I know. It's a good name.
Yeah.
It's a good name. I know. You're doing drag names on your pod just like at the end.
Yeah, I like to hear what people know.
They got it. There's so many.
People are really creative.
Really? For the workroom entrance line, you chose Hong Kong Beep Beep. You can call me the bus because I'm going to throw you all under me. Unfortunately, that was incorrect.
Oh, no!
This was a trick question where both questions were wrong because you don't want to overproduce yourself.
Oh.
I know.
See, I was really trying.
You were trying, and I'm here to trick you.
But I feel like that's in life, though. You really should not overproduce yourself.
No, you can't.
When you think too hard about stuff, you get stuck.
No, you get stuck, and you fuck up, and then the fans come for you.
They come for me anyway. Let them.
Let them. Oh, honestly, the second I knew I was doing good was when people felt comfortable saying terrible things to me online.
Terrible things. And it's not even just terrible things. It's like... vicious and cruel.
Truly.
And like,
but that's how you know you made it.
It doesn't feel good, but is that what success feels like?
I think so.
Yeah, that's why I don't read those comments anymore.
You gotta ignore them because someone's always gonna be like, you know.
I will take a compliment or like in real life, but I'm not gonna read it. Because if I read the great stuff, then you kind of have to read the
exactly.
Not so great stuff.
It doesn't, and the great stuff doesn't stick with you. Isn't that weird?
It doesn't. I mean, I wish it would.
Me too.
But I feel like it's because that's what we put our value in.
I know. And also, we're survival animals, and part of survival is focusing on, using what hurts you to keep you alive.
Right.
Whereas the good stuff doesn't keep you alive, but trying to, fear of the bad stuff keeps you alive.
Yes. We got to switch our perspective. We're doing great. Okay,
we're
come
doing
on.
Great. Intro Death Photo Challenge. Mayhem told you to pick electrocution over the fire. She was wrong.
I knew it.
But
fucking Mayhem.
Good news. You got the bonus point for shocking. So you got the bonus point.
Shocking.
Up to 3. For pussy on a penny, you chose the rug over the matches. I'm sorry, that was incorrect.
That's fine. It's totally cool.
It's fine. I just want to see more of your body, adi adi, so I want to see the bathing suit.
Oh, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I really just try to work really hard to be lazy.
Yeah, I hear you.
I have a brand.
Yeah. For the mini challenge, you said, fuck the system. I'm going to go with Amber, which was correct.
Yes, I'm trying to tell you.
Up to 4, you're doing great. And then, for the Rue tender moment, you chose back penis over sleep driving, which was correct. And so was that monologue, bringing you up to 6 points.
Oh, shit.
You're doing great.
This is exciting.
You have 6 points. You need 10 to make the top 4.
Okay, let me focus.
Or 14 to win this whole damn thing.
Okay.
Woo! You feeling good?
Doing great.
Here's the first one of the second half, mama.
Mama.
I'm trying to make daughter happen, but I don't think it'll happen.
Because you got to say it different. If you got to play with it, daughter.
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 Daughter. Let's make daughter happen. Come on, daughter.
See? You just have more fun.
You just did it. Right. Now, if you just spell it D-W-O-T-U-R.
Water.
For the acting challenge, this is an acting challenge called The Holy Bitch Bowl.
Okay.
You either play a very jealous and Dorothy Zbornak-esque Judas.
Uh-huh.
Or B, a stupid Rose Nyland-esque Jesus. Which one do you play? Jealous, Dorothy-ish?
I feel like it would be easier and more naturale for me to be the Dorothy Zbornak.
Mm-hmm.
However, it would be more fun to play the Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shit's wild. I don't like...
What do you mean? I love it.
First of all, Betty White has... there's a Netflix about Betty White on Hold on, there's a Netflix about it.
God, there's a Netflix about her.
This Cobra kicked
in. Oh, about her life.
Yeah, there's a documentary on Netflix about it.
No, there's a Netflix
about this.
There's
a Netflix on her.
Uh-huh.
Shit! Okay, so on the show, they were talking about, like, how fucking awesome she is and how genius and brilliant. This woman, I'll get to the point in a second.
No, take your fucking time, honey.
Fully produced, directed, produced,
yeah,
performed her first TV show. She was everything.
That.
She even read commercials on air live because there was no to tape. It was straight from the camera
that.
To the screen.
Holy shit.
So there was no tape for anything to put on to edit. That's how fucking live it was. And she would go right from like hosting the show. It was a variety show. Hosting
Holy
the show.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Producing it, everything, and then reading it all the way through.
I have to fucking watch this.
Yes. And so she was genius. But then
she's
for her to
so
play
good.
So like Space Cadet.
Exactly.
With like charm and like truly mean the things she was saying. You have to be super intelligent for this.
Yeah.
So I would like to try to do that.
I love that. That is so smart. Yeah, like, to play dumb in a smart way is genius.
Yeah.
Because you can't just play dumb, but she plays dumb in such a smart way, which is more impressive. That's cool. Okay, this is neither here nor there, but I just recently saw 7 minutes, 7 Days of Hell.
Okay.
This is dorky, hilarious comedy parody movie.
I'm here for it.
With Andy Samberg, and who's
Already
the hot, beautiful man who plays Jon Snow?
Oh, I don't know his
Whatever.
Name. He's Jon Snow.
Hot, beautiful man.
Jon Snow.
He's a good actor.
Right.
He plays a dumb person, but he plays a dumb person as if he doesn't want people to know he's dumb.
Oh.
And it's genius.
Like he's slightly aware that he's dumb.
Do you know what I mean? But he's like trying to just, he knows he's dumb, but he's trying so hard to prove to you he's not dumb. He's like, yes, indubitably.
That's how I feel about my drinking. Like the entire time I'm just trying to convince everyone I'm not drunk.
Exactly. You know when you're like, you're doing the burps and you're like,
Oh
yeah.
Like you get the little hit of acid reflux real quick.
Oh,
and you just
gotta,
just gonna drink down.
Wait, so you chose
on.
Jesus. You chose Rose.
I did, because
Rose.
I also want to talk about another dumb person that I really loved
talk
because
to
the
me.
Show came to the end. The Good Place.
Yes, I haven't
Jason
seen it
Jason on
all.
The Good Place is fucking hysterical, and he says the wildest shit because he's from Florida.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the wildest shit, but he, like, means it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, it's so endearing for someone just to, like, be there in their moment.
Yes, wait, which and actor then, plays? We don't know what
it is. I don't remember.
Yeah, anyway.
I don't remember anybody's name.
Great.
I don't remember my own.
Yeah, no, you don't know. I don't know like, what your fucking name is.
I went to the Apple
Betty?
Store and they said, "What's your name?" I had to give them three. I said, "I don't know what it says on there. I don't know who I am today."
I had that. I have that same shit happen.
Okay, we're gonna play this game. Come on, come on.
Okay, so you picked Rose.
I did.
Rose as Jesus, genius. Love it.
Could you imagine if Jesus didn't know what he was doing?
Right? And he might not have. He might have been like,
"What if he was just like?"
I mean. Arguably, if someone who knew they were going to die and was okay with it might be stupid. I said it. Okay, all my Christian listeners, come for me. Next question is,
yes!
In the workroom fight.
Oh, I'll start one.
I know. Oh, you would be so good at it. Do you A, accuse a girl of digging her dirty fingers in your makeup palette?
Yes.
Or
Sorry.
B, scream at a girl for saying, if I have to lip sync my way to the top, that's what I'll do every week.
I could do both.
You could do both.
But I have to pick one?
I think you have to pick one.
Okay, so because I am who I am, I
yes.
would have to start the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Where if I have to lip sync every week, that's what I'm going to do, is more of like somebody started with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to start the fight. Who touched my shit? I would absolutely do that. I would absolutely do that, even if nobody touched it.
Yeah.
Knowing full well, okay, it's a little quiet.
I want to see
Who
that.
Who touched my shit? Like, that's not where this was.
I want to see that fight. I'm actually surprised we haven't had that fight yet in 11 seasons of Drag Race.
I know. I mean, I've had this fight in dressing rooms. Like,
ooh. Names.
I couldn't because this person is actually very sensitive about this.
Uh-huh.
She's very OCD, and, like, we love her. But like,
but she
I'm
touched
also that
your makeup.
Person. No, nobody touches her. She also
got it.
She comes to the shows, and she has her shoes like for backstage
mm-hmm.
that she wears her little house shoes
mm-hmm.
backstage. She also has a mat she puts down.
Okay.
In her section, her zone, her station. And then everything is set up, like, lined up in baskets with, like, containers. Wow. Yeah, and if you move, like, the lash glue to the right, she knows at the minute.
Holy shit.
If you go, anybody got hairspray? Oh, here's the can. And
right.
And put it on. And then
she's
go to
like,
put it
light,
back.
Medium, or got to be.
Right.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, don't touch that one. Oh, okay. Or if you need a makeup wipe, she will hand you one at a time. Whereas if you ask me for a makeup wipe, I just throw the pack at you and say, take what you need.
Do you glue down your wigs, by the way?
Hell no.
See, I don't either. I'm not as polished of a queen as you are, but like, I just don't like it.
Yeah. I don't do it because I have other shit to worry about.
Right, because then you have to remove the glue from, you have to clean right. the lace.
I mean, that's really for like, if it's a look for a moment, like a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if you know you're going to whip.
Yeah, if you're a dancer and you got to, Jessica Wilde.
No.
Uses so much goddamn weave bond
really?
On the back of her head. I get really? So nervous for her. And she needs a sponsorship because it's like the whole bottle.
Really?
And she just be like, sister, do more. Do more, sister, right there. And she and you just like pour it on the back of her head because all I hear is whippa, whippa.
I love her. I need
she
more of her.
She is a joy to be around. I've never been around Jessica Wilde and been in a bad mood.
You just
can't do it.
I met her at Mickey's and she was a lovely, gorgeous little angel.
She really is. And she's always asked me how my dog is doing because his name is Biscuit and she calls him Bikwe.
Bikwe. Well, Jesus is a Bikwe. That's so funny.
Bikwe.
Fuck. Okay, next question. Snatch game.
Oh, shit.
This is the snatch game. You pick. And, you know, if you want, you don't have to pick these. You like to break the system, so you can.
I do. I really have a great time knowing the rules and then fucking them.
Which works on this show sometimes.
Completely.
So you either get to A, play an unhinged Bette Midler who won't stop complaining about Trump. Or, God, I love Pokemon. Or a somewhat vocally limited but very visually fun Jigglypuff. I don't know why I was talking about Pokemon so much when I wrote these.
Have you seen the last Pokemon movie?
Yes.
It was really cute.
Good.
I really liked it. I really did.
I was shocked at how much I liked it.
I thought I was going to hate it.
The ending is weird, but.
It's a little strange.
It's a little strange. But it wasn't an
M. Night Shyamalan twist, it was a little strange.
Shyamalan fuckery, but. It was a good movie. I was shocked.
Yeah, but I really liked it.
And Pikachu is fucking cute in it.
Listen, wasn't there a moment when it was like not cute and they had to go re-edit it?
I think so.
I think that happened because he was super cute and I just wanted a Pikachu.
They really did. Now with computer graphics, the trailer can look nasty and then they can be like, fix it, honey.
Like the damn Cats movie.
Like the damn Cats movie, like Sonic. Same thing happened with Sonic.
Oh, yeah,
Sonic
well, he
was
looked
horrifying.
Real crazy.
Now he looks like Sonic.
Looked like the Sonic.
Yeah.
I think
was a stunt.
You think?
I think they
actually,
wanted...
Actually, well, as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
They just wanted people to go, no!
And talk then, about this. I know what you can talk about. Shitty graphics.
Uh-huh. Because people, like we just said, they don't really want to compliment you as much as they want to come for you and tell you you're a fucking piece of shit.
Right, because they will not tell you that in real life.
No, they're not going to say good job. They're going to say you fucking loser. Okay, so Snatch Game,
wait.
You can pick those or not. Or when you were talking about Pokemon.
I don't remember
movie.
My options because I started talking about Pokemon.
Bette Midler, Jigglypuff, or you could pick another one.
Why does Bette Midler have to talk? Look, I understand that things
right.
are an issue. Like,
we hate
I
him.
Get it.
We hate him.
I get it. We're all on, well, not all of us. Some of us are on the same page. And if we are on the same page, mm-hmm. I see it. I see it, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you want a snack? What's going on? You all right?
Go make Hocus Pocus too.
Completely. I mean, and I really do love Bette Midler. I feel like I...
You could pick another one if neither of these suit you.
I totally just was obsessed you. With Pikachu.
Love
I would
Pikachu.
Do Jigglypuff because... because it wouldn't actually have to answer any question.
That's
true. It would
true.
Just be Jiggly.
Mm-hmm.
Jiggly. Like, just sing it.
Yeah.
Okay, because I also, when I send in one of my tapes...
love it.
For
you did Jiggly.
Game option, I did see it.
Fuck yes.
So I just hollered nonsense.
Yeah.
Like she does in all of the hooks of her songs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's go with Jiggly.
Great.
I feel like that's going to be a wrong answer.
Here's the bonus question.
Okay.
We'll see. You do you, but here's I'll match you with Snatch Game question. You
right.
answer as Jiggly.
Oh, shit.
I know. Stupid Sandra is so stupid, she thinks an encyclopedia is a blank.
I can't even do it.
I know. Just go big, go stupid.
No, that wouldn't be it, though. I have no idea how to answer. Okay, maybe so I shouldn't be Jigglypuff.
Up to you.
Well, no, just like fuck this episode. I just won't get that far on the show.
Fuck it. Fuck it. You'll lip sync and you'll save yourself.
I will lip sync for my life every week if that's what I gotta do.
If I have to motherfucking lip sync, I'm ready to motherfucking lip sync.
I am Vicky motherfucking Fox.
Oh, that was fun. Okay, ready for the next question?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite season of Drag Race, by the way?
A favorite season?
Yeah.
I don't even know what season we're on.
Totally. You just kind of check in when you check in.
Yeah.
Favorite queen?
Well, it'll be my mother. But like, right. they've each, Miss Detox is the shit.
She's done perfectly.
But like, I would say post Drag Race, seeing Bianca's fucking success.
Yeah.
Is so goddamn inspirational. And mm-hmm. she works so hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of the best uses.
Yeah.
Of the platform that anyone has ever done.
Yeah, man, she's fucking like sold.
Respect, bitch.
Sold it.
I saw that bitch at Wembley Arena in London. Arena.
Arena.
The bitch was in an arena.
Just telling jokes.
Telling
and foolishness.
Nasty, awful, racist ass jokes.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm like flabbergasted because I really did not see them, and I felt so small in the arena.
Yeah.
Watching all of these people cackle and get their lives.
Yeah.
For a friend that, like, will do shots with you in the bar.
It's fucking amazing.
It's
She's
wild.
Amazing. She's great. Okay, next question. I live. This next question is called Endearing Confessional Moment.
Oh, shit.
So during that confessional, during that talking head where they're, you know, they're just, it's just you and the producer. Do you, A, accidentally say, look, I'm just a person. I'm not the principal of the United States. You know, and they play that music where you're like, they're like, dunka dunka dunk. They play that stupid music.
They really do, though.
Or B, admit that you keep cupcakes in your bedside nightstand.
Oh, 100% the cupcakes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because.
But right now I have almonds.
That is healthy.
I don't eat them, but they're there for emergencies.
Just when you need something.
Because sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and you need a snack.
Yeah.
I cannot sleep unless I'm, like, full.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I do sleep well when I'm full.
Yeah, I cannot go to bed hungry. Like, it's not an option.
Yeah. I have Choco Flakes next to my bed right now.
Okay.
Which are not, they're not, like, they're not chocolate-flavored flakes. They're, like, cornflakes dipped in chocolate.
Hold up.
Yeah.
This just got real good.
Yeah.
A whole cornflake. So they, okay?
Yes. So you can get them here in Little Tokyo.
Done.
It's a very popular Japanese snack where it's just straight up cornflakes, but they're just kind of like dipped in chocolate.
I'm flabbergasted.
And they just like, they're just in a bag and you can just kind of like pop a
That's
bunch.
Genius.
It's good. I'll
fuck
tell you where
almonds.
To go. Yeah. Truly fuck your drag and fuck your almonds.
But also the cupcakes.
Cupcakes. Great. Recorded. Next question.
Okay.
Team leader drama during critiques.
Uh-huh.
Do you A, push back after a girl says, well, you should lip sync as team leader because we lost the challenge and it was your responsibility? Or B, step up and volunteer to lip sync because your team failed the challenge?
Oh, neither. Everybody's lip syncing. Fuck all of y'all. Everybody, Rue, I know this is your show, but this is how this is gonna go. You're gonna lip sync. You're gonna lip sync. We all failed, bitch. We're all lip syncing to this.
Amazing.
If the team goes down, the team goes down.
Uh huh. You're gonna do the classic.
So you should have thought about
lip sync. Uh huh.
Before you fucked it up.
Great. You're going to do the classic six people lip sync, like from the Waiting for Tonight moment in season 11.
Yeah.
See, remember that? That was crazy.
That was some wild shit on that show.
It was a mess. It was a good way to surprise us, tell you that. Next question.
Okay.
The lip sync song you slay. Do you pick a jokey, falling all over the place take on Lady Gaga's Paparazzi?
Okay.
Or B, a sexy, sultry, and haunting performance of Lana Del Rey's Summertime Sadness.
I just saw my fat ass slithering around in nothing but a brown panty. Just really trying to get my life. Well, I feel like it depends on how much cocaine I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I would do the boopity bop to Gaga.
Yeah.
You know?
The fall over boopity bop to Gaga. Yeah.
Because, I mean, am I going out on, like, am I afraid that I'm going out? Because if I'm afraid I'm going out, we're pulling all the stops.
Got it. And do you feel like you pull more stops in the pussy sexy category or more stops in the buffoonery goonery?
Well, I feel like people need to see a big bitch be pussy.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I like that.
You gotta show that the big bitch can be pussy, too. Mm-hmm. You
know? I like that. Totally up to you. What's your answer?
We're gonna go with the pussy.
Give me pussy.
Yeah,
right.
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey. did you see her on the Kacey Musgraves Christmas special?
I feel like I did.
It was cute. It was cute. I really like Kacey Musgraves.
And I do too. I really do. She is camp
as fuck.
She's amazing.
I saw her in concert and cried my fucking face off.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I love that.
I did.
I don't really cry in concerts.
I don't either.
I'm too busy going, like, what are they doing? What's going on over there? Like, yeah. And I'm rarely watching what I'm supposed to be watching.
So. Something got me.
Well, that's good. That means she did her job.
She did her damn job. Something got me.
I, when I was a kid and I thought that I was going to be in theaters,
mm-hmm.
I went and took a class and the acting teacher said, your only responsibility as an artist is to evoke emotion.
Yeah. Damn.
So whether you piss them off or you make them love you, you
that's
did your
something.
Job.
Right. The only crime, the only real crime is boring
and
the
not
audience.
Doing anything. Even though I also had a teacher that said, if you're not doing something, then you're doing nothing right.
If
sit on that one.
If you're not doing something, then you're doing nothing right. Damn.
Right. that teacher was also, his name was Masa Edwards, so it was very, it was a wild.
He's intense, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I had an intense one in college named Lorraine Shackelford.
This is what I'm saying. When you can remember the whole name.
Yeah. I can remember. Because she was one of these teachers. Okay, go. Stop! Or you'd be like, just your butthole.
The whole
back
body
in your
tension.
Body.
Your back dick got fucked up.
Oh. Now I really want to suck a big, juicy back dick.
I need to know where on the back is the dick? Look.
You know what I imagined it?
Hmm.
I imagined it like right where the small of your back is.
So like right above the butt crease.
Yeah, maybe it kisses the butt crease.
Ever so slightly rests upon it. Okay, great.
That would be nice. Wait, I'm horny now. That's...
Turn your cell phone. Okay. It's going to be that kind of day.
I would love... Okay, it's going to be that kind of day for sure. Okay, this is the last question.
Oh, shit.
I know. And it's a two-parter.
Okay.
So you still have two opportunities.
Finale, Luke. Yeah, the Luke.
The Luke. Do you pick A?
Huh.
A gold bald Oscar statue, which reveals into a Cable Ace Award. Or B, a stunning ladybug-esque velvet ball gown that reveals into a lightning bug with a bright light-up crotch.
Oh, I feel like that would be really good TV. I just cannot have velvet.
Can't do velvet.
I can't do velvet.
Because it's nasty?
It's just, it's a texture thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's that like.
I can't feel it.
Can't do
it. And I already know I'm going to be hot.
Uh-huh.
If it's velvet, that's like a personal heater.
Totally up.
What was the other one? I got stuck on
the
velvet.
The other one was like the Oscar that reveals into a Cable Ace Award. So it's like a gold ball Oscar statue. It's stupid.
No, I'm really here for this.
Yes.
I want to be the Oscar.
Okay.
Because I like gold.
You like gold. It looks good on our skin.
It does.
As much as, you know, I will say I was, and you probably, I'm guess you, hey, you tell me, a little scarred by all the brown men who I grew up around wearing too much gold.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that. But then as I got old again, I was like, but I look good in gold.
It really does look good.
You know?
And it's where we're from.
Yeah, that's where we get into it.
Gold looks good on us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm vibrant. Although, I try not to wear jewelry because it makes me fidget.
Yeah.
Like I can have like a necklace, like I have a dangly moment, like with a crystal on it. It's a moment, but like I can't do.
Yeah.
Like I had, it wasn't really my grandmother, mm-hmm. but she was the woman that bought my father's citizenship.
Love this story.
she would keep gold bracelets, and everything was a gold bangle. And I found out later that it was because she kept her wealth on her.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
My grandma used to do this shit, too.
Yeah, so that the price of gold or the value of gold only goes up, so she would have all of it as gold bars.
Truly. My grandmother's neck would put, like, Jay-Z to shame.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes.
But they had to do that because they had to pick up and go. And
yep. My grandma fled Greece. She fucking fled Greece because someone came by and said, hey, become our religion or we'll kill you.
That part.
So she left on a boat, and of course, you don't have a jewelry box.
And you can't, like, carry it. You need your hands. So.
World War I Greece, you don't have a fucking jewelry box.
Put it on.
Final question. When you win, what do you say? What's your winning statement, catchphrase, thing? It could be something short and tight, like Happy Halloween, a la Sharon Needles. It could be something big and long, like Sasha Velour when she hits you with a "Let's change shit up." what's yours?
Well, I mean, I want to say "About Time."
Ah, that's good.
But I also kind of want to say I'm doing great.
Available on iTunes. okay.
Yeah.
Great. I like
see,
those.
I told you, I'm doing great.
Okay. You ready to wrap up and see how you did point wise?
Yes.
Remember, you need 10 to make the top 4.
Okay. But my only regret is that fuck Jigglypuff, but keep going.
Fuck Jigglypuff. We'll see. So for the acting challenge, you chose the Rose Nyland-esque Jesus over Judas. That was correct.
Yeah!
Good work. Yes. Next, the workroom fight. You chose to say, "Don't come digging your dirty fingers in my palate."
Yes.
I'm sorry, that was incorrect.
Aw, man.
And there's no reason why. It just was incorrect.
Just correct.
It's just not correct.
I mean, I'm still going to fight, so, like, let's do it.
Yeah. You're still going to fight. So, great. You still have 7 points. Snatch Game. You chose Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
Over Bette Midler. And that was correct. But you did not get the bonus point.
Damn it!
God damn it.
I mean, that's my own fault. I'm standing in my own way. I am my own inner saboteur.
You saboteured yourself, for sure. You Nina Bonina'd yourself in that moment, for sure.
Dang.
I still want her to come back. I want more.
Do you?
And
I didn't mean to be shady. That was
I do, because I just think it'll be good TV.
I want more of everyone, to be honest.
Me too.
But, like, also in their light. Like, what is...
Yeah.
Gonna make them look great.
Right.
Instead of trying people's asses constantly.
Well, she either can come back and be a super villain or come back and learn something. Both are great. I'm happy for either.
She said this bitch need to learn something.
She's gonna learn something because you know she'll do the Clueless challenge and be like, "I should have been Cher." Like, oh God.
Yeah.
Okay, girl. So, up to 8. Here we go.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 more point opportunities.
Okay.
But you're up to 8 points.
Okay. So I could get 10, but we're not going
to get 10.
We're not going to get that 14, though.
I guess not.
Got to be more careful.
You've got to want this. For the endearing confessional moment, you said you would pick the one where, you know, you would say, "I had cupcakes in my drawer.
Or in my drawers. I got cupcakes in my drawers.
Both, either. It was correct.
Yes, I used to keep snacks in my tits, you guys.
Oh, I fucking love that.
I really
did. Packaged Hostess?
Yeah, or like pretzels. It's just in my tits.
So good.
Because I wear like 3 or 4 bras at a time.
Of course.
It's a purse.
For the team leader drama challenge, you chose make all of them lip sync. I'm sorry, that was incorrect. No one knows why, but it was incorrect.
It would have been good TV.
For the lip sync song you slay, you chose Lana Del Rey's Summertime Sadness.
Yeah.
And that was correct.
Oh, shit.
You are in the top four. You got the last two questions correct, too. You got 12 motherfucking points.
This is so exciting.
You came so close to winning your season. Damn it.
Got to be more careful.
You got to be more careful, but you picked that Oscar reveal because being an award at the winning moment said something.
That would have been it. That's what I'm saying.
And you fucking killed it with doing great. I mean, and bout time.
Bout time.
That's it. That's it. Vicky, you are a winner. Anything you want to plug before we say ta-ta?
Yes, you can find me all over the social medias at the Vicky Vox and on PayPal, Cash App, and Venmo.
Yes. I need to, just Venmo me.
You can Venmo me.
Venmo me.
I'm also on the Cameo. And if you could check out Doing Great, the podcast with Vicky Vox on every platform that you can find a podcast, it will be there.
Yes. I'm so excited for this. It's a new, beautiful podcast, and I already am into it. It's so fun. Yes. I'll be on it at some point. We don't know when this is coming out, but I'll be on it. You're going to read my cards down. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun. Vicky, anything else?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You are so fun. I feel like we've been sisters for a fucking decade. You are the best. Love you. Rate and review us on iTunes. Follow me at Mono Agapian. If you Venmo me at Mono-Agapian, I will send you a picture of my juicy ass. I don't give a shit.
Let them know.
Let them know. Till next time. Bye. Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.